bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker, kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show on Thursday, Tuesday even. Tuesday, I've forgotten what day it is. Tuesday the 30th of October. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and I am joined by the lovely Jules Serkin. Hello, Jules.
Hello.
How are you?
You just freaked me out saying it was Thursday. Where am I? What day is it?
I know.
It's definitely Tuesday.
Yeah.
I'm glad to see you're wearing your Halloween mask. You look very fetching in it.
Yeah, my scary mask.
Yeah, green and horrible. Have you had a good week?
It's been very busy.
What has been the highlight of your week?
Highlights. That's not a good... No, highlights,
you don't really do highlights, do you?
No.
What's been the... what about your chest wax?
My what?
Your chest wax.
I'm trying not to mention that.
How did that go?
Do you want to look?
I've seen it.
Oh, dear.
You showed me this morning. You flashed me.
I know. I look like an
Dalmatian.
I look like an oven-ready turkey.
Did they not put rub in a little bit of aloe vera? Aloe vera?
Terry Ann, the lovely young lady that did it.
Yeah. Poor Terry. I feel for you, Terry.
She did rub a little bit of thinky on there, but, it's quite a large expanse to cover, really.
Yes.
Yeah.
But where did it stop? They've left the hairs on your navel, haven't they? I know.
Well,
when you flash
they
me.
Did get a bit carried away, because for those listeners that don't know, I foolishly agreed to put myself in a shop window in Winstable High Street last Friday and have my chest waxed in aid of breast cancer care. And it was an interesting experience, to say the least.
Very painful.
It was very painful. There are some pictures on Facebook of me in the window post-wax, but they got a bit carried away because after they did my chest, they did my back. And then they offered to do various other parts of my body.
Like Brazilian.
Well, I'm not going there, and I'm not talking about it, and I did get up and run away.
It's funny, I noticed you walking strangely this
morning. No, they didn't do that, because I stopped them at that
point.
With
a wax between the thighs.
I stopped them at that point, because I was a tad sore.
I bet.
And now, as I said, I look like an oven-ready turkey.
You know, now you know, Paul, what us women have to go through with labour and all that crimping.
Do I care? No.
Well.
Anyway, so far...
Frankly, I prefer a man with a hairy chest anyway.
But frankly, after that, I prefer a woman with a hairy chest, to be quite honest.
So there was no highlight of your week. What was the... So that was...
Well, let's just finish up on that, though, because it was quite good. And the Whitstable Times, bless them, came down and took loads of photographs.
Yeah.
So in next week's copy of the Whitstable Times, you will see some photographs. But what I've done is...
That was Ian the Snapper from Faversham.
It was indeed.
Mm-hmm.
What I've done is... I posted a picture on Facebook, and what I've said, if people don't donate some more money, I'm going to post more pictures. I'm going to keep posting pictures until people donate loads of money,
yeah.
And they're horrible. They really are horrible.
And how much have you made so far?
So far, when I totted it up earlier, we were just about a smidge. We were £595. So
well
we're fiver off of 600 quid. So if anybody would like to donate a pound or two, it would be most welcome. And you can do that at justgiving.com/Paul_Andrews5. That's justgiving.com/Paul_Andrews5.
Can they see that on the Bunker website, Business Bunker website?
There is a link on the Business Bunker website
to it. So they can just link through to it.
So they can link through to it and donate a pound or two. That would be most welcome, and it would help my chest recover no end.
Well done, the girls at rehab.
So a big thank you to Ruth, Terry Ann and Becky, and they all let her go.
I knew Becky when she was about 5.
Yeah,
so I feel very old now because she's an adult.
Yeah, well, they all had a go at my chest. They went, how'd you do that? Can we have a go? And I'm going, ow, that hurt. And they went, oh, stop it. And then they all did it synchronously, 3 at once.
Yeah, I know. It's grim being a woman sometimes.
It's grim being a bloke having your chest waxed.
Do you want to know about the highlight of my week?
Yeah, go on.
Well, I had my, as you know, a flood in my bathroom, so I had to move out of my bedroom. Mm. Got 85 dehumidifiers whirring away with fans and all sorts.
Mm.
Two carpets ripped up, liner ripped up, and I'd also scheduled my Lenley's kitchen to go in.
Right.
Sold my old kitchen on eBay, which was really good. So my kitchen was gutted on Saturday. And I now, my house looks like Beirut, frankly.
Really?
Really, it's worse than I thought. And there's plaster dust.
I tell you what, then, it's lucky you speak Arabic, isn't it?
Aywa.
Yeah.
Aywa. Anat kalam Arabi kwayus. But the strange thing is, I think I'm wearing the plumber's T-shirt because I can't get any of my clothes because the plumber's taken over in my bedroom.
What, because your plumber's wearing all your clothes?
Yeah, I keep saying, have you seen my dress? I would say anyone having a kitchen done, I'm with you on that. It's grim, but luckily Hilda Marie's popped round with a couple of fish pies and some lovely soup.
It's funny you should mention Hilda Marie.
Is it?
Because guess who just tweeted us?
Is it Hilda Marie?
It was Hilda Marie Smith.
HMS Abbey.
HMS Abbey, and Hilda Marie has just tweeted the show, and she says,
"Hang on, can we do it in South Africa?"
Yeah. No.
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I'm back from the veld.
And she said in her gorgeous South African accent, which sounds nothing like your South African accent, she has said, "Hello, just to remind you, there's a Faversham tweet up on the 12th of November."
Yes, the first one.
Yeah. Where is that? Is that at the Abbey?
At HMS Abbey, which is on the A2 at the Abbey School.
Right, okay. And it's right on the A2 as you come into Faversham.
And you will be there.
Will I?
Yeah.
Okay. On the 12th of November.
Yeah.
Okay. And she's also reminding us that there's a Diwali feast on the 10th of November at HMS at Abbey, so come along.
Now, the good thing about the Diwali feast, not only will the famous Paul Babra be, you know what his food's like.
Yeah,
you
know, is he cooking?
Yeah.
I'm coming.
And it'll be
Paul,
like,
I'm coming.
Yeah.
Double load, please, mate.
Yeah, what were those things he fed us?
Extra masala.
Do you remember those?
The Bombay bellies.
Deli bellies.
The deli bellies. Oh, they were awesome.
With the tamarind sauce,
yeah,
or whatever it was.
Yeah, listener, if you remember, many moons ago, Paul came on the show and he cooked us some deli bellies, which were little puff pastry curry things.
Yeah.
And he had a huge box of them that he'd made while he was on the show. And Jules and I sat and scoffed a lot afterwards.
You can see the pictures still on Twitter.
Yeah. They couldn't believe how many we ate in such a short space of time.
But going back to the Diwali at HMS Abbey in Faversham, it's an all-you-can-eat dinner, Paul.
Is it?
For $19.95.
Are they sure about this? If they know that you're coming, Jules.
And you.
And me.
You can bring your own drink, which is really good, because that, you know, imagine what you save on that. Mm. There is a number as well, 01795-522-9714. Book your place 17th of November in Faversham. And while you're out in Faversham, also the Salt Cave at Bexley Heath has its World COPD Day, COPD, which is a lot of people know as emphysemia. That's on November the 14th. That's a Wednesday. There's an open day there. You can go and try out the Salt Cave, which is for people with asthma, allergies, all sorts of breathing problems. Little kids can go. And then again on the Saturday the 17th, so you could go to the Salt Cave, have your lovely hour in the cave and trot on and eat as much as you want to HMS at Abbey Faversham.
Brilliant. Good
Love
stuff.
That.
I've got a few things to mention as we're underway at the moment. First of all, today's show sponsor is B2B Southeast Show, and that's taking place on Thursday the 15th of November at the Effingham Park Copthorne Hotel at Gatwick.
I always think I try not to swear when you say that.
And what I'd like to do, if anybody's exhibiting at that, and there's quite a few hundred people that are, if you tweet me at VanillaWeb with your stand number, we will give you a shout out for that. There's also a full lineup of free seminars at that show. And they are, if I can remember, Simon Raby, who's from the Business School at the University of Kent, Jeremy Taylor, who is from the Gatwick Diamond Organisation, and then our very own, the famous Joe Dodds, with the equally lovely Penny Williams from Big Plan Group, are also doing a seminar. So there are three seminars on the day that are all free to attend, as well as the exhibition, as well as the networking, as well as the free parking and everything else. So that's B2B Southeast, and you can look at you can see their website, which is b2bsoutheast.com, and it tells you all about it there. So thank you to them for sponsoring today's show. If you're exhibiting at that event, please do give us a tweet and we'll shout you out your stand number, and we've already had a few in for that.
Can you just say B2B Southeast for me?
B2B Southeast for you.
Southeast.
Yeah. I'm from London,
well.
Aren't I?
Yeah, you say it so well.
I'm from South London, aren't I?
Say that lamped thing. I like that as well. When someone
lamps
lamp
you.
Yeah. I won't let you.
Yeah. Okay, so that's that. I also want to just wish good luck to Angela and Rick today.
Oh, yes.
Good luck with that. We're thinking of you. Yeah, and we send you big hugs and lots of love.
And she may, Angela may be listening on a little iPod.
She might be, but she's got more important things to worry about than us at the moment. Yeah. So good luck to Angela and Rick. We're thinking of you.
Yeah.
And a happy birthday to the lovely Dawn Russell.
Happy birthday, Dawn. Yeah. Are we singing?
Sorry?
Are we singing?
We always do.
No, I don't think we will.
No, I don't think we will.
It's a tradition.
No, she wouldn't appreciate it.
No, she probably wouldn't.
No, not us singing. So happy birthday to Dawn. So there's a few things that we needed to do. Just to let you know that Core Financial Services are telling us they're on stand two at the business-to-business show, Southeast Effingham Park. I think what we'll do now is an email.
There's a free seminar which is hosted by Nash Harvey. Core Financial Services, it's on the 30th of November, and it's at the Turkey Mill at Maidstone. 10 to 12, lunch is provided. And it says, do you employ staff on the PAYE system? Are you confused about the changes in pension legalisation? And do you know how this will affect your payroll? And Core Financial Services and Nash Harvey, LLP, will be hosting a free seminar to explain the new auto-enrolment pension scheme, which is called NEST. You can email to register at jtown, that's T-O-W-N, at C-O-R-E-I-F for Freddie A.co.uk. Details will be on the Business Bunker show after the show on the website.
Cool, thank you. Well, we've got a few tweets coming in now.
Have we? Who tweeteth?
We've had a tweet from Telcare Limited.
Ah, well, I know Lisa's probably still frolicking with a little deck chair and a daiquiri somewhere, so that must be one of her...
One of the minions.
Yes.
Or she could have tweeted from where she is. It does work.
She could.
It does work in the rest of the world.
Yeah.
It isn't just Rochester that it works in.
What have they said?
She said, it's Business Bunker Day. Why not tweet Paul? Because I am.
Oh, so well, maybe it is Lisa Marie.
Yeah. So, she could have tweeted from Dubai or wherever she is.
I don't think she would. I don't think it's allowed in Dubai, is it,
what,
really?
Tweeting the
censored.
Business Bunker? Is it one of those banned things?
It's censored, darling.
Yeah, can't drink, can't smoke or tweet the Business Bunker.
Yeah, well,
you know
the language obviously. We use. We say things like moist.
You do.
Yes. In fact, I said ARSE the other day on.
I know. We were mortified. I had to edit it out.
Well, I asked first if I could say ARSE.
Yeah, but you still. And I said no, and you still said it. Yeah.
Well, I just said my arse was getting as big as a hippo.
Yeah. Anyway.
It was a fact.
Oh, yeah. Core Financial Services are saying we're on stand six now. And how did the sponsor wax go? Have you recovered? You
sponsor
deserve a
whack.
Medal.
Now that would be good.
Yeah. I do deserve a medal. I tell you, I do deserve a medal.
I was thinking when whether you'd be exhibiting your chest at the B2B South East.
Would I?
Well, you probably would.
Yeah. what else we got? There's loads and loads. I'll come to some of them
just
in a minute.
Just pick one. You're trying to find the ones that aren't rude, aren't you?
Yeah, well, some people do have a tendency to tweet things that they hope I'm going to read.
Shall I read something while you look?
Yeah, go on.
Okay, Geek returns to Margate. Love this. Margate-based community interest company Marine Studios are celebrating the news of an Arts Council England Award ensuring that Geek will return to Margate for a second year. Geek, which is Gaming Expo East Kent, sorry, I haven't got my glasses, is a celebration of gaming in all its guises, from video games, live action games and board games to community games and quizzes, all of which will be held in venues across Margate's town centre. And the organisers are now looking for people and groups from around the country to come forward with their ideas to create the 2013 festival programme. And go on to 3ws.geek2013.co.uk, and that will be on the Bunker website after the show.
Brilliant.
Geek returns to Margate.
Brilliant. We've had a tweet from Duncan Randall at Skyfleet Car Leasing.
Hello, Duncan.
Hi, Duncan, how are you? I still owe you a coffee, mate, as well, sometime. We must get together, but my car's going well.
Oh,
I've got it here today.
Yeah, is that the Mercedes?
I've got the Mercedes here today, which I leased from Duncan
with
at Skyfleet.
With the little red leather.
It's flamingo pink.
It's very nice.
I have flamingo pink seats.
It's very
which
nice.
Currently match my chest.
Yeah. Well, no, it hasn't got the spots on it, though, has it?
That's the thing, isn't it?
If they wax your chest, but then you get those spots, you wouldn't go on a beach like that, would you? You'd look like you've got measles.
That hurts. Yeah. I told you, it's horrible.
I know. Are you wearing a thong now because you've had the Brazilian?
No, I'm not.
I didn't. Just thought
and,
I'd ask.
And anyway, Skyfleet are on stand 7 at the South East Business Show. I just thought I'd tell you. But do you know what?
Tunage?
I'm gonna play some tunage. And I'm going to really annoy you.
What have you got? You're not going to like that.
I'm going to play a bit of Duffy.
Oh, no.
I am. I'm going to play a bit of Duffy while we try and get our first guest on the phone. Now, you're going to have to bear with us on this, listeners, because we've been having telephone problems again. So this may not work, but we'll give it a go.
Can I just say something about Duffy?
Yeah, no.
I really liked her first song.
When I to Warwick Avenue, meet me by the entrance of the tube. We can talk things over a little time. Promise me you won't stay by the line. When I get to Warwick Avenue, please drop the past and be true. Don't think we're okay just because I'm here. You hurt me bad, but I won't shed a tear.
Well, welcome back. A bit of Duffy there. And hopefully we've got our first guest on the phone, Nicola Bird. Nicola, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, Paul.
Hi. Oh, you sound okay, actually. So we may get away with this. It's cool. We've been having telephone problems, but you sound good. Nicola, thanks for joining us. Nicola is from Jigsaw Box. Why don't you tell us a little bit about Nicola and Jigsaw Box?
Oh, okay. Well, I set up my business back in 2007.
Right.
After I'd had my second child, when I decided that I no longer wanted to work for anyone else, I wanted to have a bit more control over my own time and hours.
Yep.
And at that point in time, I actually trained as a life coach. And it was only after a couple of years after that, working as a life coach, I had a pretty kind of low-key business at that time. And I came across an online platform, which was a coaching online platform. And there was a really cool tool. It was a really cool platform, but it didn't quite work the way I wanted it to.
Right.
So I decided I was going to build my own online coaching platform.
Wow.
I didn't know anything about technology at the time, I have to say, and I just thought, I can do better than this. I'm going to create my own version of this.
You sound like a woman after my own heart, Nicola. Sorry to interrupt, carry on.
No, I was going to say, that's how Jigsaw Box was born, was just seeing something that I was trying to use. It didn't quite work for me and the situation I wanted to use it in, and so I created what I consider to be a better version of that thing. And so I've had Jigsaw Box properly on the go since about 2010.
Right, okay.
So, yes, that's what we've got now as our online coaching platform.
Okay, so tell us some of the things that happen on there and how it works and how people use it.
It's basically a platform for people who tend to sell their one-to-one consulting services and time. So it might be if you're a coach or a consultant or a trainer, for example.
So these are primarily micro-businesses?
Yeah, it is, but it's micro-businesses for people who are going out and selling their time.
Yep.
So if you're going out and coaching, or you're maybe a parent coach, or you might be, we have fitness trainers, actually, personal trainers.
Mm.
We have a cake coach, actually, is one of our coaches, or consultants, and you're working with people one-to-one. What Jigsaw Box allows you to do is to package up your expertise, so create like a training or a coaching program that you can deliver to your clients online without you having to be there. So it's almost like an e-learning platform, if you imagine.
Okay.
A content delivery platform with a space for you to interact with your clients with coaching questions. So primarily it's really for people who are selling their time, who've had enough of selling their time, and they want a bit more freedom, so they want to be able to create products that can kind of share their expertise without them having to be there anymore.
Right, okay. So, and you know, is there a limit to how many people can use this at any one time? How does it work?
No, I mean, basically, if you're a coach using the platform, so I'll give you the example of the fitness trainer, for example, who's using the platform.
Mm.
You can create as many different coaching programs and packages as you want, and you can have hundreds or thousands. We have someone who's got just hit their 2,000th client on the platform, and it's all for the same monthly price. So, no, it's pretty flexible. Some people use it just for one or two clients, and some people, as I say, have got 2,000.
So, right, okay.
There's a real mixture.
Wow, that sounds really cool.
Mm.
And do you have plans for how you intend to develop this, or are you just growing it from an audience point of view at the moment?
Do you know what we're doing? It's actually we're taking an approach where we're keeping it really, really simple.
Mm.
So we have got plans to develop it in the future, but only to make it more simple,
yep.
Not more complicated.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
What we find is that people come to us and say, oh, can you make it do this? Can you make it do that? Can you include this extra feature? And our standard answer is actually no in most cases, because people use us because they like the simplicity of the technology. So our aim is to keep it as simple as possible.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I have to say, I agree with you 100% on that. In my own businesses, I run a number of web-related and digital businesses.
Mm.
And one of the things that has served us very well over the years, the 14 years I've been running my site, and the feedback we consistently get is it's easy to use, it's simple, and, you know, people don't get fudged with technology.
Yeah, definitely. And I think it makes it easier for people to use the technology. And it also means that, you know, we run into less bugs and less problems when, you
yep.
know, browsers update and all that kind of thing.
Absolutely.
It just means we're able to be, our service is able to be up like a huge percentage of the time, because we just don't run into problems because we do keep it very, very simple.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm.
Cool. I'll tell you what, give us a shout out for the web address of it.
Yeah, it's www.jigsawbox.com. So that's JIGSAWBOX.com.
That's brilliant. We will put a link to that. In fact, it's already up. There will be a link to that from the Business Monkey website.
Oh, great.
And that will stay there. Can anybody follow you on Facebook or Twitter or anything like that?
Yeah, you can follow us at Jigsaw Box, actually, or Facebook. facebook.com/jigsawbox. We have pages there where you can ask me questions or any of my team questions or find out more about what we do as well.
That's fantastic. Nicola, thank you so much for joining us on The Business Bunker.
It's brilliant
to hear from you. It's a fantastic idea, and I love people that do things like that, that see something and think, I could do that, and then make it happen. All power to you, and we wish you much and continued success with Jigsaw Box.
That's great. Thank you for having me.
No, it's an absolute pleasure, and we'll see you again soon.
Cheers. Bye.
Take care now. Bye-bye. That's Nicola Bird there from jigsawbox.com. The online coaching sales platform.
You know why you love people like that that do that?
Go on, why?
Because that's what you do.
Yeah, I know.
You started a radio show, didn't you?
I know. I love it when people see something and do something about it. Mm. I, for those of you that don't know, I operate as a business angel as well, and I get so many business plans, and so many people have ideas, and they think that the idea is it.
Yeah.
You know, I get so many people go, right, I've had this idea, and now Google needs to buy it from me for $100 million.
Mm.
And you go, well, aren't you going to do it? And they go, well, don't know how to do it.
Yeah, it's actually a lot of hard work.
You know, without being rude, ideas are fairly easy to come up with. Mm. You've actually got to implement something. And what I like more than anything is people that implement things. And I totally agree with Nicola. The simpler, the better. You know, having highfalutin, complicated ideas is really clever. But you don't need that. You need something simple but executable. You've got to just do it. And I love that. And as soon as she said that, I fell in love with her. I think she's brilliant because that's exactly what I like.
Exactly.
Fantastic. So, Nicola, thank you for that. It was lovely to hear from you. We've had loads of tweets in while that's been on the air. We've had some more stands. Prismatic, the large format printers, are on stand 21 at the Southeast Business Show. And also Streetwise Couriers are on stand 40. And we also had...
Getting a lot of new listeners, aren't we?
Yeah, yeah.
I notice.
Yeah. It kind of cycles around, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And we also had Southeastern Tennis. Please, can you do a shout-out for our Touch Tennis Open Day on Friday the 2nd? That's this Friday.
Yeah.
At 9:30 at the New Line Academy, Maidstone. And all are welcome. New Line Academy. That used to be Cornwallis School, I think.
Okay, so is the company called Touch Tennis, or is that a type of tennis?
No, the company is called Southeast Tennis.
So Touch Tennis is a type of tennis?
I guess so.
I think that might be like a mini tennis, isn't it?
I guess, I don't know. Maybe they'd like to tell us.
Tweet us and let us know.
Yeah, but Touch Tennis, I don't know what it is. They just told us it's on... Well, I'll tell you what, how about this
Wouldn't
for an idea?
You're going to volunteer.
Why don't you just go there at 9:30 on Friday and go, oi, what's all this Touch Tennis about then? Yeah, give us a go.
I won't say it like that.
At which point they'll probably whack you with a tennis racket and go, there you go, you've been touched by tennis.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it like that.
Would you not?
No, I'd say it in a Whitstable way.
You'd say it in a very posh
may I play?
Poshy, Whitstable-y kind of way. Yeah. Whereas I'm just a dad from London type. Yeah.
You know, I went to Wheeler's on Friday.
Did you? Did they let you in?
Fantastic food. You've got to go, Paul.
You kind of half invited me, really.
Yeah, I did. I said, if you're still... You couldn't recover from your chest wax, but I said, if you're still rolling about in agony, come, meet me and Serenity Becker.
Yeah.
We then ended up in the Old Net, which is always my downfall. That's the trouble.
I saw some of the post-third bottle tweets, actually. Yeah,
it was my downfall. And my new husband wasn't very happy with me because I rolled in. He actually... I seem to remember phoning him from the Old Net asking for a lift about 1 o'clock. And then he found me climbing into the car with the guy that was playing the guitar at the Old Net with Serenity Becker and was not impressed. And I said, I was trying to get a lift home, didn't think you were coming. And he'd been clearing the kitchen, ready for the kitchen man. So I am in the doghouse at the moment.
I am absolutely in awe of your husband.
Are you?
Yeah, how he tolerates your behaviour, I have no idea.
Really?
Yeah, really.
I must have something up my sleeve, mustn't
I? It must be. I mean, say no more.
I know, bless him.
You're a star, Gavin. You are an absolute
star,
mate.
But I've offered to manage the guy that was playing really good guitar. I might play him on my show, actually.
Okay.
Am I allowed to play people that aren't sort of, you know, do I have to pay royalty or something?
Well, we've got licences anyway for all of that, so it's not a problem.
Okay.
As Jules mentioned, she has a show.
Oh, yes. Scoff, next Tuesday, 11 to 12. And guess who's helping me produce it?
I don't know who is.
I can't wait. Mr. Paul Andrews, who's made such a good job of pressing all the buttons on this show.
Yeah, well, I'm actually only producing the show for it. I'm not appearing on it and having anything to do with it, and I'm not eating all the loads of scoff. This is absolutely true,
well,
listener.
The fingers come out here,
yeah,
listener.
I am overweight currently, and that is totally down to Jules. Jules went on holiday for 2 weeks in the summer, and I lost a stone without doing anything. I just lost
a
stone while she was on holiday.
With me.
Yeah, because she didn't keep bringing me food and stuff. Yeah. And she's bought my... I got my own back last week, though, didn't I?
Oh, well, last week, listener, if you weren't tuned in, Mr. Andrews stitched me up, and it was called Revenge of the Scorpion. I had to eat mealworms, followed by a cricket, which was really...
The crickets were nice. I found myself that we had a bowl of roasted crickets up here, and I kept dipping into them without realising.
I know. I think I would have those for a cocktail party.
Yeah.
The mealworms and the crickets, because they were sort of. But the scorpion pool was not.
Yeah,
pleasant.
No, it left a bit to be desired.
Did you ever eat the scorpion?
Yeah, I did. I had one of the scorpions, and I didn't have it in a lollipop. I just had a naked scorpion. I didn't have it in a lollipop either.
No, but I must put that on iTube, as I call it. I've got cool. The video of you scoffing it, haven't I?
You have, actually, yeah.
Look, Graham's sent us an email.
Oh, yeah.
He says, hi, Jules.
Does he?
Hi, Jules. And then he says, oh, yeah, and Paul.
Yeah.
Can you mention our open day? This is from Graham Gent, who's the managing director of Graham's Auto Repairs, MOT.
He came
to the Lenny's Tweet Up, didn't he?
I was just going to say, guess where I met him?
Where did you meet him?
At the Lenny's Tweet Up.
At 10 a.m. The next one will be the 30th of November, if anybody's interested. Kent Business Tweet Up, hashtag Lenny's. New in Roper Road, Canterbury, just by Canterbury West, free parking. So that's 30th of November, Thursday. Graham says, this is really good, actually. MOT a car in Sittingbourne. There'll be a website up later on the show, but it's the link is mot-a-car.com. Saturday the 10th of November, so that's Saturday week, 9 to 2. This is for new drivers, it's an open day, old drivers, female drivers and young drivers. Learn the basics of how your car works, checking lights, levels, changing a spare wheel and much more. Get a free winter check. We will check your car is safe for the winter and can advise on any problems. Yes, because I was asking him, should I put winter tyres on to come to Romney Marsh, because when we get that snow. Meet the team and get a free goodie bag. Also, the local scouts will be there raising money, and a car wash will be there for a small donation. And this is interesting, Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone out there who wants to look into investing in the company, Graham's saying they want to set up a franchise business and expand the brand. And so he's looking for sponsors or people that want to help with this investment. Feel free to contact them on 01227-765-199. And that's Graham. I might go along to that, and I might take my youngest, Shay, because learning how to do your oil and all that, your dipstick, and kick your tyres and all that roughy-toughy stuff.
Bit of tyre kicking.
Yeah, that's important, isn't it?
Sounds good to me.
Also, it's the Whitstable Tweet Up on the 16th at the Continental, 10 a.m.
Cool. We've had some more tweets about stands. We've had Barnes Roth, the accountant, on stand 53. I've got an email I want to read. We've got a few more tweets about some other stuff, and we need to come and talk to our lovely studio guests very soon as well.
We do.
I'm going to do this email, but also we want to hear from you. Now, we think the phones are working okay, so we'd like to hear from you. So you can give us a call on 01303 874 998. 01303 874 998. Do give us a call. Or if you're too shy to speak to me and Jules, you can always tweet us by following me at Vanilla Web.
What's the number again? 01303 874 998. You used to have it written up for me.
No, I haven't.
I want it up, but by the time my scoff is on next Tuesday, it's got to be up there, Paul.
Just learn it.
874 998.
It's been the same number for years. 01303 874 998.
I learned the Romney Marsh.
We moved from there nearly a year ago.
That's embedded in my brain, and now you've started another one.
Just to fool you.
Yes.
Give us a call.
Yes, now on 01303 874 998.
That's it. Or tweet me at Vanilla Web. Yes. Or send us an email at bunker@kempisesradio.com.
Now take your hands off your hips, young man, and read that email.
I'm going to read this email. Hi, Paul. Hi, Paul. Not a mention of Jules anywhere.
Oh. He's probably sent me my own later on.
Yeah. Hi, Paul. I'm holding a workshop on Wednesday the 28th of November at King's Hill and was wondering if you could publicise it on the Business Bunker. I'll be delighted if you could. The details are: from agency staff to 0 hours workers, a guide to atypical workers. So it's basically about the agency staff directive and things like that. It's about employment regulations. And it will take place on Wednesday the 28th of November, and it's from 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. And it's being held at 70 Churchill Square, Kings Hill, and that's ME194YU. So that's 70 Churchill Square, Kings Hill. It will be a small group workshop focusing on issues relating to unusual workers, that will be you, Lynn Jules,
unusual,
and employees, including agency staff, consultants, casuals, fixed-term employees, and also looking at some of the issues relating to majority shareholders whose status is often a grey area. In a maximum group of 12 attendees, we will discuss some of the background law and then move to work through case studies. The cost is a paltry £24, which includes a light breakfast and refreshments. So you can't say further than that, really. And anyone interested in attending...
You can. You can have a full breakfast rather than the light one. I don't really do light.
You can just have two light breakfasts.
Yeah, you could. Yeah. Or three.
Yeah. If you want to find out more about that, it's www.elementlaw, E-L-E-M-E-N-T-L-A-W, all one word, .eventbrite.co.uk. And there is a link to that on the Kent Business Radio website. So do get along to that. Kate Lawson, agency staff to zero-hour workers and other unusual employment situations, a workshop on the 28th of November. Brilliant. If you do another email, I'll do a couple of tweets, and then we're going to talk to Corinne.
This is one. On the 13th of November... KLM Royal Dutch Airlines. Do I have to say this in Dutch accent? Where are my clogs? Will announce a strategic move in the UK market. A Orangey boom. The announcement will have a significant and positive impact on regional businesses and leisure users and EDAM eaters. The venue is...
No, it won't. You made that bit up. Just to fill in on this, a few weeks ago we put up a survey on the Business Bunker website. That Manston Airport wanted to know from the people of Kent if KLM started running flights from Manston, would people welcome using that as a link hub by going to Schiphol to link on to, to link on to other... That's in Dutch. To link on to other airports. And there
How
was
did
a,
the survey go?
There was a massive response to the survey, and this is a response to that survey. So they're going to be doing some announcements about what they're going to do.
Okay. Are you going to this?
Quite possibly.
I think we should go, because we need to get Manston going. We're always saying that here.
Yeah.
So I hope I can say Schiphol.
As long as, I've been told this, as long as the planes don't fly over Martin White's house.
Or my house.
Yeah.
Because they are flying over my house for some reason. I had one that nearly flew into my lounge the other day.
Yeah, well, they probably saw the sun glinting off your telescope.
Yeah. But you know how my lounge is first floor?
Yeah, I do.
And the windows come right open.
Yeah, yeah.
This plane was heading into my lounge window. Well, and then it sort of careered off towards...
It was probably an air sea rescue. For those listeners that don't know, Jules lives on the beach at Tankerton. And she spends her entire day watching for drowners out in the bay.
And I've saved quite a few.
And she's saved thousands of people.
I have.
So it was probably an air sea rescue plane doing laps, waiting for you to cool them down.
No, it was a huge thing. It was a great big carriage, undercarriage thing. Anyway, 13th of November, go to this meeting. This is for KLM, Royal Dutch Airline, talking about Schiphol. Will announce a strategic move in the UK market. The announcement will have a significant and positive effect on regional businesses and leisure users. The venue is at the fabulous Canterbury Cathedral Lodge. It's at 6 p.m. Tuesday 13th, as I've said. Making the announcement will be Henri Houcard, the General Manager of Air France, UK and Ireland. Bonjour, Henri. The running order will be as followed: 6 to 6:20 KLM announcement, 6:20 Q&As, 6:40 one-to-one interviews with KLM personnel. Breakout rooms and refreshments will be provided. When confirming your interest in attending, please indicate whether you will require time for a one-to-one interview. RSVP to Consolidated PR at KLM at consolidatedpr.com. And that's from Sam. I don't know whether Sam is a lady or a man. But that sounds significant, Mr. Andrews.
Yeah, it could be good. So,
I mean, so that would mean that we could go down to nip down to Manson and then go to America or Far East from there via Schiphol.
Yep, absolutely. Okay. Or anywhere via Schiphol.
Okay.
Cool. So we listen to that. We got a text from.
Why don't we get Omri on?
Sorry,
Omri Ukard, the general manager. Why don't we get him on at least as a phone guest?
And Charles as well, the chief executive of Manson. We may well do. We've had a tweet from Team X Procure. Who were on the lovely Hannah, who were on stand 95 at the South East Business Show. Team X Procure, they do product sourcing from all over the place.
She's got the best job in the world.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Really, really good, really great what they do.
Nips off to Thailand and all these
and all over. They source all kinds of things from everywhere. We got loads of tweets. We need to come to our studio guests as well. Just one I need to quickly read out because it's a bit of a correction of something you just said.
Oh, no.
And it's from Ken Lloyd.
What have I done wrong?
He said, the next Kent Business tweet-up is actually on the 29th of November.
Is it, Ken?
Yeah, it is. And Ken knows.
Well.
Ken knows.
29th?
The 29th of November. And the Whitstable tweet-up is on the 15th of November, he says.
Well, I don't know what I've done in my iCalendar. Perhaps I was looking at 2013. Yeah. Always one step ahead, that's me.
Anyway.
Thank you, Kenneth.
So, thank you for that, Ken, for correcting her.
Yeah, and thank you for listening.
Yeah.
Cool. What should we talk about now? Charisma Design. Best designer in town.
Absolutely.
Ken Lloyd.
Absolutely. And Made in Kent, listening into Channel Radio, Kent's unique internet radio business show with Jill Serkin and Vanilla Webb.
Well, Mark, I have still got your wee willy winky hat, and I will return it forthwith.
Do you know what we're going to do now? I think we'll talk to our studio guest, don't you?
She's
it's about time
patient.
We talk to somebody sensible.
Yeah, and she's only got a glass of water, the poor woman.
I know. It's my absolute pleasure to welcome onto the Business Bunker Corinne Stewart.
Hello.
Of the 450 Club. Hello, Corinne. Hello. How are you?
Lovely. Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, it's a bit of a trek to come all the way down here for you, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, but I'm a Kent girl. My father lives in Canterbury, so it's lovely to come down here.
Cool.
It's home.
And it's not a bad day out there either, is it?
Gorgeous.
Out in the marsh. It's quite a nice autumnal, crisp day.
Much nicer than Surrey.
Yeah. Everywhere's
always
nicer than Surrey.
What was it like in Surrey?
A little bit overcast.
Yeah.
We do have a microclimate here, don't we, Paul?
We do, actually, yeah. Mm.
Yeah, alpacas and...
There's alpacas in the field, and there's Dungeness B nuclear power station behind us.
In fact, it's always warm.
Keeps it warm and pink.
In fact, Corinne, if you keep looking over the right of Paul's shoulder, in a minute there'll probably be an alpaca poking its head through the window with the curtain draped over its
head. I have to say, while we're taking up... Corinne's time, I don't know. When I drove here this morning, there was a cute little black one with its face stuck over the edge of the field when I came in. Anyway, enough of that. Enough of your pack. Thank you so much for joining us on the Business Finder, Corinne.
Oh, pleasure.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about Corinne and about the 450 Club?
Well, if I was a man, I'd call myself a serial entrepreneur.
Right.
As us girls tend to be a little bit more bashful, I'd say that I've run a couple of businesses before.
Okay, now you're a serial entrepreneur.
A couple of years ago I was approached by a hotel in London to be a sales and marketing manager for them, but ultimately I got there and they said, well, we want you to run a membership club for us.
All right, okay.
That they had there. And as is the way with serial entrepreneurs, after a few months I thought, well, do you know what, I could do this better.
It's a bit of a theme here, isn't it?
And I thought, well, they're taking on all my ideas, and as an employee, you tend to see how much you're earning and how much you're earning for the company.
Mm.
And so last December, I packed up the corporate day job and set up my own club in March.
Right.
And the reason I've set it up is because we're all... Well, a lot of us now are virtual workers. We can work anywhere. I mean,
absolutely.
I've got my business in my handbag, on my iPad and on my iPhone.
Yep.
So we can very successfully work from our back bedrooms or our summer houses or whatever.
She's got
it
a really
is.
Small handbag, so that's amazing.
Really small handbag. But what we need to do is go out and meet face-to-face because business is done face-to-face.
Yep.
It's great if you've got 500-plus LinkedIn connections or whatever, but it doesn't... pay the mortgage.
Absolutely.
You have to meet face to face. And also, if you want to impress your client, inviting them to your back bedroom may not be the thing to do, and nor is meeting in coffee shops very loud, full of the wonderful yummy mummies of the world, but it's not gonna get you the contract, because so much of it is about, it's not just about who you are, it's the impression that you give.
Absolutely, yep.
So we partner with 4- and 5-star hotels in London.
I was going to ask you about that, because you haven't got a fixed location for
the club. No, we don't. And very deliberately, there are traditional private members' clubs, and they do a fabulous job.
Yeah.
There are what we call now third space working, sort of hot desking and, you know, shared working spaces, particularly in London, lots of those.
Yeah.
But it seemed to me that there are lots and lots of beautiful hotels all set up for meetings.
Mm.
They've all got meeting rooms. They've all got friendly staff, reception to welcome you in, all with Wi-Fi. Why not partner with some of that sort of beautiful bricks and mortar that already exists right in the centre of town where you want to meet? You don't want to meet on the outskirts. You want to meet just off Tottenham Court Road or just around the corner from the Bank of England. That's where you want to meet in London.
Absolutely, yeah.
Why not partner with them? Have our members come in and a warm welcome, impress their guests, meeting rooms at club rates, bedrooms at club rates. But most importantly, overarching all of that, is a very connected group of business owners in London who all know that by coming together as a whole, we are stronger together than we are apart. We actively introduce members to other members. We actively introduce them to the wider network. We actively encourage business conversations. If you like, we're a facilitator, I suppose, in that respect. And we put on networking events and we partner with other networking organisations. We just did a we invited a small group of members to a private viewing of a photographic exhibition in Shoreditch a couple of weeks ago, for instance.
Cool.
So we'll do things outside of our club partner venues.
Mm.
Can I
just get a picture in my mind? I mean, because I'm sure there's lots of different things you can do.
Yeah.
Do you have organised events at the hotels? Is that how it works?
Yes, we will do some. We do some of those which are just for club members only.
Yeah.
I mean, most of your listeners, I imagine, do quite a lot of networking of one sort or another. So we will do dedicated networking events just for members.
Mm.
But actually what members also want, and it's great to meet members, you know, quite a lot of the time, but what they want is an access to an even wider network that the individual members themselves represent, but also that through my contacts I represent for them. So hence we'll do things with the Westminster Business Council, for instance. We'll do things with Athena, which is the... No doubt lots of Athena groups down here in Kent. We'll do a if you've ever done speed networking,
mm-hmm.
A bit like speed dating for business.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
Great idea.
Yeah, so we partner with speed networking as well. So the whole idea is to get people in touch with other people.
Right.
Businesses in touch with other business, so that we can all grow our own businesses.
Absolutely.
And all contribute to pulling the economy out of recession.
Yeah, absolutely. So as a business person or a business owner or whatever, do we take membership of 450?
You take membership of the 450, which is an annual membership,
right,
which currently on our October offer, which almost is ending, is £345 a year.
Right.
And for that, they have the free Wi-Fi, they have access to the 4- and 5-star hotels.
Is that all of them?
All of them. Okay. We've got 2 currently, and we will have, within the next couple of years, 8 club partner venues in London. So,
Are you allowed to name the ones you've got?
Yeah, we have the Academy on Gower Street, which is just around the corner from Goodge Street on the Northern Line.
Yep, yep.
And we have the fabulous Threadneedles in Bank.
So great locations.
Oh, well, fabulous. And it has to be that.
Yeah.
It has to be, because our members are coming in from out of town.
Mm.
So if you're coming in from Ashford, for instance, and you're coming up to St Pancras, then...
It's perfect.
If you're coming from Brighton up to Victoria...
So that means that they, you know, if you're coming up and you wanted to stay the evening, you'd get a special hotel rate.
Special hotel rate if you want to stay the night.
Right.
Really useful when the snow comes down in London,
yes,
and everyone's trying to get a hotel room.
Yeah.
She's doing this deliberately, because they're the two places I need to go when I go to London. Because I live in Tenterden, which is just outside Ashford, I always go on a high-speed train.
Yeah.
And I'm also on... I shouldn't mention this, I'll get lynched, but I'm actually, and have been for some years, a member of the Bank of England regional panel.
Mm.
And I go to regular meetings at Threadneedle Street.
Mm.
There you go.
Well, I mean, you just know it's absolutely where people want to be.
Mm.
So we'll always have club partner venues where people want to be and where they want to meet. And they'll all be very different. So you have your... your favourite, whether that's because it's near your rail station you come into, or whether you particularly, or whether your clients like it. You know, if you're an executive coach in somewhere, or a business coach, you're probably wanting somewhere a little bit more quiet and intimate. If you're wanting to impress the big boys in the city, you want a whoo venue like Threadneedles, you know, that really is going to sock them right between the eyes, and they go, wow, you know, this person actually means business and is serious.
Cool.
And when you said about your November offer...
October.
Our normal price. Our normal price is $495, and we've have an October offer currently on at $345. But also as a club, I think it's important. We won't be at the cutting edge of business, because that can be quite a uncomfortable place to be. But we'll be at the forefront.
Mm.
So we'll explore. For instance, I explored crowdfunding earlier on this year for the club.
Tell us a bit about that.
For anyone who's tried to get a loan from a bank just recently, you know, it's just one great big wall of disinterest. Yeah. I mean, they practically laugh you out of it. Mm. And so I explored the concept of crowdfunding, which is essentially choose your crowdfund platform, put up a sort of no-brainer offer, offer it out to people, and the crowd, as in the people, you know, in the community, can actually contribute to your fund, whatever that is, and you can raise money that way. Now, that could be through an equity, or it could be through a loan, or it could simply be, which is what I did, offering out membership for the year. And it's a great way of considering, if you are wanting to raise finance, it's a great way of sort of thinking of a slightly out of the box.
This is crowd...
crowdfunding, sort of, yeah. So we'll always explore things like that. I'm just looking at an app for the club.
Right, okay.
And what I really want for that is the communication to members. So we're looking at just whether we go for an app with push notifications, or whether we go for a slightly different platform, which is with SMS text straight to members. So, are you coming to the event?
No.
Yes or no?
Yep.
Don't forget the event is on. Have you seen our new club offer or whatever? And people are out on the move, picking up their phone, and you know, you're communicating direct with your customers.
Oh, brilliant. Good idea.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Do you have any particular pattern of members? You know, is there anything?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, very much. I would love it. Absolutely love it if I could sit here and say that our membership are going to be 50-50 male and female. I really wish that more ladies would invest in their businesses, more women would. We will, if it's anything like my old club, and it's certainly the pattern now with the 450, it'll be about a 70-30 men to women split.
Why is that? I mean, because traditionally, and I don't want to sound sexist and dinosaur like,
but you're going to.
But I'm going to anyway. but women are normally actually better at things like networking getting together.
Yeah,
so,
but we also have to do the school run and have babies. Yeah, and, you know, I know when my kids were young, they're now grown up and they now tuck me up. But in the old days, I used to work for ICI. I'd be going into a meeting and I'd get a call from the nursery, little Johnny is sick, and I'd have to leave the meeting.
Which is why I think working for yourself and running your own show as a woman is so great, because you can fit in your business. I mean, Nicola was saying she started her business after the birth of her second child.
Yeah.
You can fit in your business around your family commitments, particularly for those of us in the sandwich generation where we have younger children, but aging parents as well.
Yeah.
But what us girls don't tend to do is we tend to put ourselves quite
last.
Low. Yes. Mm-hmm. So it may be that I'm talking from experience now, husband's golf membership's coming up, and you think, well, I've got, you know, we'll pay for his golf membership, and maybe I'll just delay investing in myself or my business. And really, you never know what's going to happen in life. You ought to invest in yourself.
I'm not disputing what you're saying, but it kind of worries me, even as a bloke, that, you know, that women don't value the businesses that they've created above something like that.
Yeah.
Is that something that you find a lot?
I do find it a lot. Mm. And I had somebody come and see me about membership only the other day.
Mm.
And I think, well, I'll give you an example. I had two business coaches come and see me. One man, one woman. They both said all the same things to me. and the both wanted to meet new people in London, both wanted to extend their business. He joined and she didn't. Mm. And when we went to the photographic exhibition, I said he came along, and there was one of my contacts who's done a lot of work for Channel 4 and is actually doing a Channel 4, a programme for Channel 4 at the moment. He wanted to get into media. Mm. He's now got that contact. Now, that could have been her.
Mm. Yeah.
But she didn't. Mm. And I just would love to encourage more more business women to really is pushing those sort of boundaries.
But do you think it's a degree of risk aversion?
I do, and women are more risk averse, and there's nothing wrong with that, and to be a bit more cautious. But if you're going to accumulate, you have to speculate sooner or later.
Yeah, but we don't want to make excuses. But there are still, if you've got children under, let's say, seven years old. They're sick a lot under sevens, and you've got to pick them up at three, or tough. It's really tough for women.
There are always issues like that, mm. that tend to fall more heavily on ladies than men.
Mm.
Not always, but quite often. And I think we take that on board.
Mm.
I know that it's not particularly, we're kind of changing the subject a bit now into women in business, but it fascinates me about why, because I love business and I love people that take the risk of being in business, and I want people to succeed in business. And I think it's fascinating where people don't always believe in themselves, because that's what I'm getting here, is that, people are going, well, I don't believe in myself enough to invest 400 odd quid. Mm. Really, is what it boils down to, isn't it?
Yeah, and I suppose... I can understand all those reasons why women don't. But you see, men do, and I suppose being a woman running my own business, I suppose I would just like it if women, just took that little, they wouldn't have to join my club, but whatever that is, that little thing that they're sort of doubting in themselves, just go for it.
Yeah.
But in terms of the general sort of profile of club, 30s and 40s, they... I can actually go into quite some detail, actually, usually married, children, living on the outskirts of London or in their home counties, wanting to come up to town and have somewhere comfortable with free Wi-Fi to work between meetings and impress the clients, and also knowing the power of connections and communities. And
and
what I've sort of really gathered from sitting here today is you've got a tremendous sort of business community spirit going on here.
I can just
all the tweets that are coming through, and everything that's going on in Kent is just fabulous.
Mm. It is. You're absolutely right. It is one of those things that happens in Kent. There are a lot of networking groups. There are a lot of tweet ups. There are a lot of community based things. So how long has 450 been going now?
Well, we officially launched the website in May, so we're a very young club.
Right.
We've got a projection of having 750 members by year 3 to 4, and we're certainly on target for that.
Okay.
We want to be the go-to business club in London, and that's our aspiration, and that's what we will be, and we're already becoming that.
Cool.
Even though we're very young.
There's a couple of tweets that are relevant. First of all, Karen Wilkins, a business lady that owns Avocet Strategic Resourcing, only just logged into the show. Sorry we missed the beginning.
Hello,
but we're
Karen.
Enjoying it. And also we're on Stand 64 at the South East Business Show. And Rebecca Oliver, Ultimate MSD Marketing Company, loving the guests today. Absolutely agree. Been there. And done that as a mum with a business. So, you're certainly resonating with business women out there that are agreeing with you.
Mm.
So, 450. Mm. Why 450?
If I'm really honest, it's because every name I thought of beforehand had been taken as a name.
That is quite a thing, isn't it, actually? Yeah, it's one of those things.
But actually, it does have a reason for it as well. I mean, we wanted to have a generic name because we're not based in any one place in London. So we wouldn't have called ourselves the Academy Club or the Threadneedle Club or whatever. And we're going to do interesting things around 450 as well, because 450 is 10 to 5. And by the time 10 to 5 comes along, you may be ready for a glass of champagne or a gin and tonic or something. Mm. And we'll actually send out texts or push notifications to members and say, look, any members in the whatever area, come and join us. There's a group of us here at the bar. We'll do things, interesting things around the price, $4.50 of things. You know, it might be we do we're going to have a summer party every year. Maybe one of our summer parties might just be £4.50 for a ticket.
Absolutely,
you know,
oh, brilliant.
All sorts of things like that. So it's a generic name. Rather than anything with any, I wish I could say it had a really deep meaning.
Yeah, no, but you're absolutely right. It's one of those really hard things now, because not only have you got to secure a name, you've got to secure a website and the Twitter handle and the LinkedIn address and the Facebook page, and it's all got to work, and it's getting harder and harder to think of anything clever, isn't it? Especially as a lot of people cyber squat on stuff like that.
Yes.
I've had another tweet from Karen as well. As a woman who's just 18 months self-determination under the belt, I wish I'd done it years ago because I'm worth it.
Oh my word. I mean, I really... one of the talks I give to women's groups is what I call my L'Oreal talk. And that's why I think that campaign has been so successful. It's because you're worth it. And it is that self-belief. And for whatever reason, and I've got a boy and a girl, I think I've brought them up in... Well, I hope I've brought them up in exactly the same way. But certainly my... There are times when my son seems to have bags more of the, you know, real self-belief than my daughter has, and they're equally as capable.
But it's about images and how women have to relate, and, you know, with pop and what's going on in music.
Oh, yes.
It's very tough for girls growing up now, and how they have to look, how much body they're showing now, and I find it incredibly difficult for women, I think.
It's a problem I suffer with as well.
But what we're supposed to look like...
My body is so sore.
We're supposed to be stick thin, blonde, you know, really, you know, the lips, the whole look. It's very difficult for young girls growing
up. It is hard, and I mean, I grew up in that time, and Paul's saying he grows up in, lives in Tenterden. I actually went to school in Tenterden.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, Homewood. Homewood School, and, oh, yes. And, I mean, my careers teacher, right back in the day, and I'm sure Homewood School does a far better job of it now, gave me two choices. It was either the bank in Tenterden or hairdressing in Tenterden, and that was it.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, we were told that we could have it all and we could be the jugglers. And, of course, that's just a big fat lie, because you can't have it all.
You can't.
There's a price to anything.
Yeah.
But that's always, having said that, men have always paid that price because... Men have always had to go to work, and actually, I'd rather be a woman than a man.
But I wonder whether men are single-tracked, you know, they see what's got to be done and they just do it. Whereas I know for myself, when I'm at home, I might be juggling a kitchen fitter or somebody being sick on the floor or something as well, whereas my husband would step over the sick and still get his 5:20 train in the morning, whereas I might mop the sick up and then go to work. Do you know what I mean? That somebody's got to do it, and it tends to be the woman for some reason, unless you're really tough.
Well,
I think you're probably right, and you certainly historically were right. I don't know. I can't explain it. I mean, I talk to lots of students at universities, colleges and schools, the next generation of people, and I find as many ladies as blokes, men as women, girls, whatever, have aspirations to be in business for themselves. I don't see a lack of aspiration.
No.
I think the conversation's coming around to the fact that other things kind of take over from it, really.
It's fitting it all in.
Which is a little bit of a shame from that point of view, because, I can fully appreciate that there are other things you might want to do. I don't have a problem with that. What I'd hate to think is that people lack the confidence, just because they were women. I think that this
generation coming up have got more confidence than ever. But unless you've got a wet nurse and a nanny, it's tough.
Interesting. When I was driving down here this morning, I was listening to a bit of Radio 4 on the way down, and they, Women's Hour, and they've just launched their 100 most powerful, or the search for 100 most powerful women in the UK. And that's going to be interesting, because, again, if we were talking about powerful, do you mean by power? What do you mean by power? And that was that conversation that was going on. Oh, does power mean influence? And do you want the power of the... I mean, there's just not enough women in boardrooms, but that might be because women don't want to be in boardrooms.
It's always been a problem. Do you know, it's a really funny thing that even though I'm a really old bloke, in my career, I've worked for myself for 25 years, but before that, which was a long time ago, I had three female bosses.
in different companies. And I was a senior manager, very senior level manager, and had female bosses above me. And it was never something I really thought about, because I was so used to seeing ladies in senior positions. And over the last few years, a lot of people have talked about this glass ceiling sort of. I happen to think it's a bit nonsense, really, because almost every institution I've ever worked in has never really thought about it. You know, if you're good enough, you do it. And I suspect that it's a lack of confidence again, as much as anything else.
I think there is, but there's also this whole thing about whether it's now not the glass ceiling, it's the glass cliff.
Yeah.
Because it may be that some women, senior women, are put in charge of the thing whilst it's careering over the cliff. And put a woman in charge, there we go. And all the men sit back going, "Woo, wasn't me."
Woo, look what you did.
I think I read last week, I think it was the Evening Standard or something, they were saying, would there have been this banking crisis if women had been running the banks?
Yes, that's an interesting one, isn't it?
I think it's
probably the whole city thing.
I worked in the city, and the women that worked in the city were just as bad as the blokes. Don't you worry about that.
Spearmint Rhino.
They're just as bad. Don't you worry about that.
String fellow and a G-string.
Interestingly, almost on that theme, Rebecca has tweeted again, always ready for champagne at 4:50.
You are, Rebecca.
Absolutely. Yes, that's one of the
reasons
I've
invite me.
Well, that's one of the reasons I've gone into business, so I can drink champagne when I want to.
Absolutely.
I mean, if you're going into business and you've got all the challenges of running a business and the sleepless nights, you might as well have some fun as well at the same time.
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. Sorry, I'm fiddling with my technology.
Who else tweeted for you? I just saw you aiming in on someone.
I've got a whole queue of tweets tweeting up there, and they're not displaying for some reason.
No.
I don't know why. Anyway, enough of that. But, I mean, this the 450 Club isn't just about women.
And the majority of our members are men and will be men. Mm. And they come from a wide variety of professions.
I was just about to ask, name us five.
We have a business coach, we have a web designer, we have a videographer, we have a music agent, we have an MBE, we have a Grammy Award winner as well amongst
our members. So really diverse.
Oh yes, huge. If you can run your business virtually, and actually even solicitors and accountants are running their businesses far more virtually than they used to a few years ago. If you can run your business virtually and you have a need for meeting in London, then the club's right for you. So that's any business. You know, it's not going to be sort of traditional sort of storefront, shopfront businesses. It may be that you are a corporate, for instance, that have an office outside of London, but you may have a small sales team that needs to meet in London for every month or something like that. We just got a new corporate with the club who puts Apple products into hotels and creates, you know, wonderful communication systems through that hotels. So it could be equally can be corporates, but in the main, it is going to be people who are running their own show.
Cool.
Well, what I say is Corinne can run her own business with that little handbag.
All out of that handbag.
Yes, fantastic. I'm very impressed because I've got a monster of a handbag there and,
Jules has a Nanny McPhee handbag.
But I've got chicken breasts in there and all sorts of things.
You wouldn't believe what she has in her handbag, I have to say.
Yeah, but I have to negotiate the tube with mine, so it can't be too big.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So just a small one.
Corinne, thank you so much for joining us on the Business
Bunker. Oh, my pleasure.
We could talk about this for hours. It's created a lot of debate. So when you catch up with your Twitter, you've got loads of tweets.
Yes, you've got
tweeting you as well.
I shall reply to you all, and thank you.
Yeah, cool. Give us a shout for your website and your Twitter handle and everything.
It's www.the450club.com, or you can just Google The 450 Club. We'll come up on that.
Fantastic.
And it's Corinne 450 Club.
Brilliant.
450.
And your Twitter handle?
Corinne.
At Corinne.
Yes, at Corinne 450.
One R, two N's?
One R, two N's and an E to be really, really
Yeah,
difficult.
Because there are lots of different ways.
Yeah, but also you can find me on LinkedIn. I really welcome anybody who wants to link in with me on LinkedIn.
Cool. Okay. Excellent. Thank you for joining us on The Business Monger.
My pleasure.
Please feel free to stay and join in with the last few minutes of the
show. I'd
love
to. Thank you.
You know, it's an absolute pleasure having you here. But for the moment, Corinne Stewart of 450 Club, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Brilliant. I've got loads of tweets, I've got loads of emails, and we've got loads of other things to do. Very quickly, I want to mention this. Alex Waterton, congratulations to Pavina Novotna and Megan Walsh for passing their Microsoft Office Specialist Word 2010 exam.
Well done.
So and well done, ladies. Brilliant stuff. And that's Alex Waterston, who's from F Keys.
You know what strikes me?
What's that?
That we haven't heard from Echo Media, Brandt.
No, I haven't heard from Brandt for a while.
Well, do you remember last week?
Yeah, they were in line for an award, weren't they?
Yes.
Yeah, we haven't heard.
Happened.
Yeah, Brandt, if you're listening, I promise, I absolutely faithfully promise, I will not let Jules do a New Zealand accent. I absolutely promise.
Brent,
if you call in or email or tweet and tell us how you got on with your Bromley Award.
Yes, we want to hear your news, and do you like fish and chips? That's what I would say to him.
That could be a reason why fish he doesn't bother to contact chips. Us anymore, don't you think? Talking about awards,
yeah,
the gorgeous Audra.
Has got another one.
She's got another award I saw on Facebook today. They've won a gold award in the US for their hospitality training.
Well, Audra, well done.
So that's live wire performance training. Well done, Audra and the team there, for that award. And they've also won a new contract in Cincinnati. So we ain't going to see her on the show for ages.
A nude contract.
A new
contract.
Oh, sorry. A nude contract.
Misunderstood you there.
Yeah. She's like a company. She is a live wire, isn't she?
Absolutely, yeah. We've got a few more stand things. Kent Business School at the University of Kent have got a stand at South East Business Show on stand 61, so get along and see them. Do you know what we're going to do now, I think? Oh, I've got another couple of tweets I ought to read out, because one of them is a bit relevant to what Corinne was saying. It's the Micro Business Centre. They have free mentor training to help new startups at the Kent History and Library Centre on the 20th of November, 2 to 5pm. And you can enrol by going to their website, which is cmbcic.co.uk. So have a look at that if you want free mentor training for micro business startups. Do you know what we're going to do now?
What are we going to do, Mr. Andrews?
We're going to have a bit more tunage.
Oh, now what? Not Duffy again?
No. We're going to have a bit of...
Ah.
Hey, where did we go? Days when the rains came. Down in the hollow. Playing a new game. Laughing and running. Hey, hey. Skipping and jumping in the misty morning fog with our hearts thumping, and you, a brown eyed girl, and you, my brown eyed girl, and whatever happened to Tuesday and so slow. Transistor radio, standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall, slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. We used to sing sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la la la di da, la di da. You have grown. Cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking back. making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you. My brown eyed girl, and you, my brown eyed girl, do you remember when we used to sing? Sha la 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 la.
With the Business Bunker.
Broadcasting from Hagelands Village on Romney Marsh.
I beg you to not judge before you've heard it.
The difference between an alpaca and a llama?
About a foot.
Which one spits?
Both of them.
Channel Radio.
Just going to have a rough guess. Yeah.
Can you get that alpaca out of the studio?
Back to normal now.
Yeah, man!
Broadcasting from Hagelands Village on Romney Marsh, 24 hours a day. Channelradio.co.uk.
Hey, welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on Tuesday, the 30th of October, with me, Paul Andrews, and the lovely Jill Sirkin. I've got loads of stuff coming in. Can we give a shout-out to Simon Morgan of the HR Department? He has a free workshop on handling disciplinary cases and grievances effectively on Wednesday, the 14th of November, 9 a.m. to 9:30. Start, and it finishes at 12 noon, and that's at the Nucleus Business and Innovation Centre, the Bridge, Brunel Way, Dartford. A practical and interactive workshop will assist you to handle people problems such as misconduct, poor performance, absences and grievances, both fairly and lawfully in line with the ACAS code of practice.
We admission all like a bit of discipline, don't we?
Yeah, admission is free, but places are limited, so please can you email rebecca.oliver@hrdepartment.co.uk to book your place, and we'll put a link to that on the business.
Rebecca Oliver, website. I've heard of her.
Yep. Hey, what about this? Hold on a second.
What is this?
Hold on. I've got to get me mousy.
Twiddly a knob.
I've got to get me mousy things working again.
Okay. Shall I read something?
No.
Have you got it?
Eke Media. Don't do it. Fish. Do not do
fish
it.
Fish and chips. Brand.
We won.
Hey!
Best small business. Well, we won the best done. Small business. Please check your email, Paul, for details.
Yeah, but when did you send this email?
Well, he did. Brand. I just checked it. It's in my spam folder. That's why.
Spam? You put yeah, brand
yeah.
in
I know.
Spam.
Sorry, brand. Yeah, but that's they won. Right. Fantastic yeah, news. Well done, guys.
So we want you to phone in, brand.
Yeah, so Eke Media over there in Bromley World, somewhere in South London they are. South London
but
border.
But they go or everywhere, don't they? Yeah, but Eke Media London.
Won the best small business award in the Bromley Business Awards.
I don't
well
think
done,
you'll
guys.
Be a small business for long, Brand. And I demand that you phone up next week on the Business Bunker and tell us all about it, because this is a coup, Brand. It's a coup.
Yeah, and we've had Florence Parrott from the Sophrology Academy. Excellent show as usual on the Business Bunker. Can't wait to be there, because Florence is a guest on the show next week.
Have you got any mealworms?
There's some next door, actually.
Oh, I just fancy one.
Yeah. Do go for another email.
Hill Reed Homes, the long-established house builder, have been sold for £35.7 million. It was founded by Tony Hillier and Colin Creed in 75. And it was it's a well-regarded Maidstone-based company. It's now owned by Persimmon, the UK's largest house builder. And Hillreed had earned a good reputation as a designer and builder of high-quality family homes across Kent, Sussex, Surrey and Hampshire. And the sale was prompted by the director's retirement plan. So well done there. Great result. Also, one of the fastest growing businesses in Kent is Swale Heating. Do you know, I always follow a Swale Heating van. Whenever I leave Bunker Show on a Tuesday, I follow one all the way home. And they usually cut me up on the roundabout around Ashford. So Swale Heating, well done. It's the largest independent heating company in the southeast, and they've been recognised as one of the fastest growing businesses in Kent. The firm, which has been celebrating its 40th anniversary this year, is listed in the annual Mega Growth Roll Call, which is organised by the KM Media Group. So well done. Sales Director Matthew Edwards said, with more than 100,000 domestic customers and a large number of leading housing association and local authority clients, we continue to put customer service at the heart of everything we do. More info about Swale Heating, www.swaleheating.com. And please give way to me on the roundabout as you leave Ashford, Swale Heating.
Cool. I've had another email online here.
I'm the founder of MrWatt.co.uk, the popular website offering a free service to users, companies and professionals, and allowing users to easily find the services they're looking for in their local area, thanks to a comprehensive listing of more than 2 million UK businesses. So you can find out more about that by going to... where can you go to?
At Mr. Watt?
Yeah, www.mrwatt.co.uk.
How are we spelling Watt, Paul?
W-H-A-T.
W-H-A-T, so we're spelling it not like a light bulb.
No, it's what, where, why.
Because I was first thinking we might be electrical. Mm. So, good name.
Cool.
Spitfire, I've got a networking lunch. That's this Thursday, the 1st of November, at 12 to 2, at the Spitfire Pub, which is in West Malling, or Malling. Do you say Malling?
Malling.
You say Malling, I say Malling.
West Malling. Yeah, you're the only person in the world that says Malling, apart from
odd.
BBC newsreaders who
so
don't know where it is.
So would you be mauled by a lion?
It's West Malling. It's local.
Okay, fine.
And it's also East Malling. And I'm from London.
Following on from the success of last month's Spitfire Networking launch, we're pleased to announce the following event will be held at the same venue. Please confirm your attendances. Lunch will be provided. And that's email drutherford@coreifa, C-O-R-E-I-F for Freddie, A.co.uk to register. I'm sure I just read that out earlier, but never mind.
Cool. Tuesday the 6th of November at the Woodville Gravesend, 7:30 a.m. to 7 p.m. is the North Kent Business Show. We have some great workshops that are totally free. Where else could you learn about so many important business issues in one day? Book onto the event now with less than 2 weeks to go. It really is a great way of meeting new businesses. You can go to their website, which is www.northkentb2b.co.uk, or you can give them a call on 01622 232 707. That's the North Kent Business Show on the 6th of November at the Woodville Gravesend.
It says here, dear Jules, oh, and Paul, there are two chances to be a winner at Kent 2020 Vision Startup Live. One, a simple tweet could win you some hot technology. Help us to find new businesses in Kent and you could win a brand new Kindle Fire HD, very latest hot gadget being released by Amazon at the end of this month. There are less than 3 weeks to go with the first Kent 2020 Vision Startup Live. It's taking place 24th of October. Hello. What do we do there? Is that gone?
It's gone, yeah.
Goodbye. That's gone. Okay. 20 million boost for Thames Gateway business. Businesses in the Thames Gateway. It's because I was chatting with you and I didn't go through the email. I told you. I blame Corin.
You can't get the staff, listeners. Can't get the staff.
When Corin came, I wanted to talk to her, so yeah. I didn't get time.
That Thames, is so novel, Jules.
Thames Gateway.
You gossiping. Who'd have thunk it?
Plus that alpaca that gate crashed. That didn't help. Are set to receive a 20 million boost in a new package of funding to support new investment and new jobs across North Kent and Thurrock. Ministers today announced that TIGER, which is the Thames Gateway Innovation, Growth and Enterprise, is one of 130 schemes nationally to receive money from the government's 2.4 billion regional growth fund.
Blimey.
So that's really, really good. Check over your right shoulder. Alpaca coming through the window.
Is there?
Get it out.
Can't get rid of them.
I know.
Go for another email.
Wealden Business Group grows following Big Breakfast success. The Wealden Business Group's Big Breakfast networking event last month attracted more than 75 members and guests. Great success, helping local owners and managers of SMEs to meet potential new customers and professional contacts. As a result, WBG has received more than a dozen requests from guests to attend the group's regular Wednesday meeting breakfast, networking breakfast, as well as applications for membership. So well done, guys. To contact them, Malcolm Ellsmore, who's a regular bunker guy, you can phone him on 01580 715518 or email malcolm@ellsmore.co.uk. That will be on the website after the show. Thank you, Malcolm, for sending that in.
Brilliant.
Can you hear the cement in my voice?
Sorry?
The cement in my voice. I've got so much plaster dust in my voice.
Do you mean gravel?
Plaster dust, darling. It's all over in my hair, everywhere. And that plumber just wearing all my
clothes. Yeah, well, if you must share clothes with the entire building community, what do you expect?
I know he's been going through my wardrobe. Very camp. Richard Holm, Go have on. I got time for this?
Yeah, go on.
Named as a, can you stop chortling? Named as trustee of Canterbury Cathedral Trust. Well done, Richard. He's the tax partner at Creasy's LLP. They're based in Tunbridge and they're award-winning, as we know. They're an accountancy firm there. He's been named as a trustee of the Canterbury Cathedral Trust. You can check that out on www.canterburycathedraltrust.org. Well done, Richard. And keep in touch with us at the bunker.
Brilliant. We've got a tweet about another stand at Santander Bank, would you believe?
Wow.
Stand 77 at the South East Business Show.
I bank with them, actually.
Well, Channel Radio does too, as
do
well.
Do they?
Yeah, we've got the best bank manager in the world.
Do you have an alpaca fund?
Yeah, John. John Siddle, our bank manager.
Yeah,
good man
he knew us, didn't he?
He did indeed. He did. Yes, yeah, he was impressed.
So what was it? Tell me the story, because that was quite funny.
Three of us went in to open the bank account when we started the radio station.
The Three Musketeers.
Yeah, and Craig and Kevin have a long history. Craig's outside listening.
Well, Craig's a famous author, of course, and playwright.
Yeah, Craig, the famous author, playwright, and friend of Robert Plant, if anybody's seen his Facebook page
Rob
recently.
And Craig.
Yeah.
Craig taught Robert everything he knew.
Absolutely, yeah. And they've been hanging out in New York together.
Such
deal. Seriously, you can see the pictures on Craig's Facebook page.
I know, I've seen them.
But we went to open a bank account, and John, the manager, was sitting there, and he went, well, what experience have any of you got a radio? And these two guys started telling him about anything, whatever.
Bowie.
Yeah. And I went, well, I did a Business Bunker Show. He said, Paul and Jules, I listen to that every week. And there we got. Yeah, so there it was. Fame, yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. So Robert Plant, eat your heart out. I know Jules Serkin.
Yeah. I'm glad to see, well, Mrs. Custard, of course.
Yeah.
I am the Whitstable woman in the custard shortage.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm glad to see that Craig is looking a little bit less jet-lagged than he was last year.
He's still looking pretty smug, though, isn't he? Because
do you
know what?
Well,
do you know what he's gone and
Robert
done now?
Plant.
Yeah, apart from that, do you know what he's gone and done now? He's only gone and won an award for his film.
Has he?
He has. He won an award for his film at the Margate Film Festival.
Well, I'm not surprised. It's fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, the man's a genius.
I know.
He's just an absolute genius.
Look at him. He can hardly get through the office door.
Yeah, book author.
What? Book author.
Author.
Yeah. No, it's your accent.
Famous author.
Book author.
Yeah, author.
I thought it was some made up word, book author. Do you know book author?
Yeah. Screenplay writer.
Yeah.
Friend of Robert Plant.
Yeah.
And the famous and co-owner of Channel Radio.
You know what?
What?
You know when you offered to produce me?
Yeah.
He took me aside, gave me a nod and a wink. He said, if you need a hand, George,
if you need it doing properly,
show,
I'll do it. Yeah.
I'll help you.
Yeah, absolutely.
He said, don't take too much notice of Mr. Andrews.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't blame him. Yeah.
No, neither do I.
He's an all-round good bloke.
He is.
Yeah.
And he's a playwright.
And he's won an award.
And a friend of Robert Plant.
Absolutely. And what more can you say?
I know.
I got another email here, and we're fast running out of time. Visitor businesses are invited to sign up now for My Big Kent Weekend 2013.
Mm.
Tourism businesses, attractions and destinations of all sizes can now sign up for My Big Kent Weekend 2013 and benefit from one of the most effective marketing campaigns in the county. Visit Kent is once again organising a two-day celebration of the county's 4,000 tourism businesses, showcasing attractions on its state-of-the-art website and delivering powerful word-of-mouth marketing throughout the year. My Kent Big Weekend, March the 23rd and 24th, will be the grand final for English Tourism Week celebrations across the county. My Kent Big Weekend 2012 broke all records when 80,207 Kent people applied for 16,500 free tickets to a wide range of destinations, ranging from traditional attractions to opportunities to take part in bushcraft and art courses. To find out more about My Kent Big Weekend 2013 and how visitor businesses can take part, go to www.visitkentbusiness.co.uk and click on training and support. So that's www.visitkentbusiness.co.uk.
I would like to say a big thank you to Hilda Marie for supplying me with fish pie this week and lovely soup. Thank you, Hildy. And this is one that Corinne will like. I'll just read it very quickly because we're running out of time.
We are indeed.
A small independent publishing firm run by a team of four from their homes almost won the first prize for best book. Swimming Home by Deborah Levy made the shortlist of six. for the prestigious Man Booker Prize and was pipped at the Post last Wednesday by Hilary Mantel's Bring Up the Bodies. And Matthew Crocker of Publishing House and Other Stories said book sales jumped from 5,000 to 50,000 after Swimming Home was shortlisted. The team works from their homes in Whitstable, York, High Wycombe and Rio de Janeiro. I think I need a Lumumba before I can say that. So that's 3ws.andotherstories.org. Well done to the Whitstable guys, and we will put that on our website after the show.
Cool, thank you for that. Well, we just about reached the end of the show for another week. You've been listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the lovely Jill Serkin. Our guests on the show today were Nicola Bird of Jigsaw Box and the lovely Corinne Stewart of 450 Club.
Sponsor
was B2B South East, and all of you, the listeners and businesses of Kent, thank you for joining us on the Business Funker Show. We'll be back next week with a full lineup.
I'm going to get Craig Avery's autograph,
and we're all going to go and have our picture taken with the famous Craig Avery,
him and Robert Plant.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.